Well, I've been excited to hear this next presentation. I think we're all in for a treat. The next presentation has to do with the Devin versus Shepard case that was argued before the Texas Supreme Court late last year, I believe in October. I think the Supreme Court came down with its opinion about a month ago. And we have the two lawyers who argued that case. Obviously, you're very, very familiar with the issues and the topics. The two lawyers, one of them is Jordan Mullins and the other Skip Watson. Jordan is a trial lawyer with McGinnis Lockridge. He co-chairs McGinnis's litigation practice groups and tries cases and works on disputes, oil and gas, and otherwise across the state. Skip Watson, we all know, of course, has been lead counsel in many major appellate decisions before the Texas Supreme Court, is one of 300 fellows nationwide in the American Academy of Appellate Lawyers, and is currently sits on the Supreme Court of Texas's advisory committee. So please help me in welcoming the both of them now.
All right, good morning. Great to be with y'all. It's an honor to share a platform with my friend Skip here, someone who I deeply respect and an appellate practice I admire. So we're delighted to tell y'all a little bit about our little oil and gas case, the Devin versus Shepard case. Let me get through a couple slides here. So, as one might expect, to get an opinion from the Texas Supreme Court, you've got to file a case about 10 years ago, over 10 years ago. We filed this in December of 2012, believe it or not. I filed this case with my mentor, Pat Lockridge, at the time, who during the litigation unfortunately passed away. And so by sheer misfortune, I was left kind of carrying the bag. You can imagine how scared my clients were to realize that, but fortunately they stuck with us and our great team, and I was fortunate enough to see this case almost through its conclusion, hopefully. But you'll see that the defendant parties listed here originally are GeoSouthern and PetroHawk. The reason why you see that now it's Devin is they are the successor in interest to GeoSouthern and the GeoSouthern entity there, and BPX is the successor in interest to what was formerly PetroHawk. So to orient y'all a little bit, these are some of the units where our clients had production in DeWitt County, where my guy that's been to every county in Texas, do you know the county seat of DeWitt County? Cuero, Texas. That's right. Cuero Gobbler sitting about 100, 120 miles southwest of where we sit right now. So these are some of the units where production was flowing from. This is probably no longer an accurate picture, but maybe 7 years ago, this is a little bit of what the infrastructure looked like. You can get a sense of what it took to get production from these units to various outlets. Obviously, major thoroughfare coming to Houston. You've got some options to go, looks like maybe down towards Victoria and some of the other ports down there along the coast. But this is a little bit of what we were facing when we're analyzing what it takes to get production from these units to the downstream market centers. And so Professor Anderson discussed briefly during his part one update a little bit about our case, but our case really focused on a unique provision in the royalty clause. There was an A, B, and C, but essentially what it says, what we argued was, there's a separate provision that after you value the royalty on gross proceeds that said, hey, if you realize your gross proceeds by selling under a contract that includes certain reductions or charges for post-production costs, then it says you add those expenses to the gross proceeds so that the royalty owner does not bear those expenses. And so this is what our lease says. A is the oil royalty. B is our gas royalty, both our market value, which are defined essentially as gross proceeds received from the sale. We know under Hyder, we know under the Bluestone case that when proceeds are valued in gross, they're valued at the point of sale where the lessee chooses to sell it and without deduction of the lessee's pre-sale costs.